KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The KZN government says it will explore ways to develop infrastructure that can withstand natural disasters. Premier Tommy Ntuli has acknowledged there's an urgent need for improvements after devastating storms and floods in the province. Etiquette's revealed that repair bills racked up by storms this month stand at 1.5 billion rand. More than 1,000 people were left homeless. Ntuli was speaking at a service delivery event in Amajuba yesterday.
The issue of infrastructure, we will discuss that. It should be able to hold during heavy rains. The type of material used should be able to withstand climate change.
The premier's meanwhile urged residents to take weather warnings seriously.
Those in areas where water does not flow, they must move before any damage is done. Listen when weather warnings are issued through TV and radio so that we can be able to save lives.
We have an alert for you today. The SA Weather Service has issued a level 2 warning for KZN's northeastern parts. Forecasters say disruptive rain may lead to localized flooding of roads, low-lying bridges and settlements. Concerns have been raised over the state of the police's forensic science lab in the south of Durban. Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police has described conditions as alarming and worrying. MPs conducted an oversight visit yesterday at the Amanzimtoti facility, which has been out of commission due to flood damage. Chairperson Ian Cameron says the facility remains flooded and closed, adding that SAPS is paying R500,000 for two additional floors that aren't being used.
Two of the floors of the building are not being utilized by the police in any way, yet the police continue to pay. It really is worrying to see that taxpayer money wasted in the way that it is. The entire facility, for all practical purposes, is closed for any form of testing, and it has been since February. This happens almost yearly, and then it also means that samples that would have potentially been tested at this forensic center need to then be tested at other facilities, like, for example, in Pretoria.
The Electoral Commission says it's received over 40 submissions from political parties challenging its decision to deregister inactive groups. The IEC issued a notice of cancellation for 192 parties that failed to renew their registration by the January deadline. The move is part of efforts to clean up the party register ahead of the elections. The Commission's David Mandaha says they want to reduce voter confusion and free up names and logos for emerging political formations.
Following the cut-off date on Monday, 24 March 2025, for the 192 inactive political parties that received notices to make their submissions on the cancellation of their registrations, the Commission is currently evaluating these submissions and a determination will be announced in due course.
And at least 26 people have been killed in wildfires in South Korea, which are the largest in the country's history. Firefighters are racing to save more lives and ancient artifacts. Tens of thousands have been displaced in the blazes, which started in the southeast of the country a week ago. Officials say most of those killed were in their 60s and 70s. Back home, we've got showers throughout the day, with Durban and Richards Bay going up to a high of 24 degrees, Maritzburg 20. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
Aha, I'm again.